Devin Travis joining Kevin Barker and myself in Baseball Central. And Devin, before you do anything, I'm going to apologize because earlier this year when you were going through an injury, I said to Kevin, you know, I love Devin Travis. He's, you know, favorite guy in the clubhouse. Probably the only guy in this organization that I thought would be capable of winning a batting title, 300 hitter. But I said, I just got to tell you the truth, man. He gets hurt a lot, and I don't know if he can be an everyday second baseman in the majors. Well, yeah, I ain't saying that anymore. Congratulations. I don't know what that means to you, but I got you penciled down as my opening day second baseman. So I'm putting my hand up here, big mea culpa here, and welcome back to the land of the living, is I guess the way I'd put it, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I mean, look, we've talked about this year and the way you've kept at it. What was the turning point for you, do you think?
You know what, Jeff? I don't really know. You know, it's a long baseball season. I've always, through the struggles, try to remind myself of that. And, yeah, just try to come to the yard every day with a positive outlook, even though it's hard when you look up at that scoreboard and your numbers are talking back to you like you've never seen them before. It gets tough, but yeah, just keeping my head looking forward and continuing to put in my work, and hopefully trusting that the results will get better and better.
Okay, you know, that all that's what you said is fine and dandy, but yeah, the hard thing about playing baseball is when you do look up at your numbers, you have to make adjustments, and it looks to me like, you know, me and you've had conversations around the batting cage about that fastball in and early in the season, what it does to you and how it looks. It looks to me like you're seeing it out of a pitcher's hand, and you're making up your mind right away whether you want to swing at it or whether you want to take it. Tell me why that is and how that is.
What up, Kev?
How's it going?
You know, I think that just comes, you know, with playing more, getting more comfortable at the plate, and you know, being in attack mode. When you're in attack mode and you're aggressive and you're ready to do damage early, that's when your eyes normally actually are working better. When you're a little tentative and you want to really get your pitch and you want to stay in the right center field gap and you start getting all technical in this game, well, that's when you start chasing and start losing your aggression. And I've learned that's how you really run into problems. So I'm just trying to stay aggressive. I'm trying to be ready to hit at all times. And when I do get a good pitch to hit, hopefully I take advantage of it.
Devin, how much do you think, too, you know, my friend Mr. Barker here is a big believer that, you know, guys need to know that they're where they're going to be in the batting order, right? Yep. Especially guys who are, you know, capable of hitting at the top of the order. They need to know where they're going to be. Is that important to you? You know, beyond telling you that, you know, the high performance department, everybody thinks I'm healthy today, so that's, you know, thumbs up. But is it important to you to also sort of have that regular, you know, that regular thing from the manager?
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice for sure. Gibby does a great job relaying that kind of information to us. When I moved down from 1 to 9, I was told before it happened. I wasn't told when I moved up to 2, but I feel like this is a little bit better, though, because it was an upgrade. It was a nice surprise to walk in the locker room and see myself back at the top of the lineup again. And it's nice, definitely, though, to know that when you walk into the clubhouse, you're expecting to play and you're expecting to be in a certain spot in the lineup. We have a pretty consistent lineup overall, outside of me moving to 2 lately. So it definitely helps a lot.
Devin, is there anything to in-house competition? You know, Gurriel Jr. was showing up, didn't really know where he was going to play. They gave him some opportunities at second base. They're giving him some at shortstop, and then he's had the issues with the knee. And what is there anything to in-house competition? Do you know that if I don't go out and do my job and do it at a high level, I may not be playing?
You know, yeah. It's not really something that I look to. It's not something that I even really allow to get in my head. However, Let's be honest. Mm. We all understand the situation that we're in here with the Blue Jays. We understand that there are a lot of very good infielders here. And they're not just filling guys. There's three, four, five guys that are everyday players on a lot of teams. So everyone's definitely very well aware of what's going on here. And, yeah, you know, I would be sitting here lying if I said that I don't realize everything that's happening, and I don't realize that there are a lot of very good infielders that are all neck and neck right now.
Yep.
But I think that we all kind of work together really well. We push each other. I want to see everybody succeed, and when those other guys are succeeding, that just makes me want to work even harder. So I know I pull for every single guy that's in there every day, and whenever I'm in there, I just try to take advantage of my opportunity to the best of my capabilities.
Hey, Devin, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Thanks so much. Thanks for your patience. Keep it going, man.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
My guys, thank you. Good talking to you.